Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new at the Mormon Channel today? We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families. This is part two of Connecting One-on-One that aired last week, but it's about having a better one-on-one relationship with your spouse. In this episode, Brother Matthew O. Richardson, who is the second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, talks with Carol M. Stevens, the first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and Larry M. Gibson, the first counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, about how to have better relationships with individual family members. This premieres tomorrow, Saturday at noon, here on the Mormon Channel. And after that, you can always find these series archived on our website under Gospel Solutions for Families. There was the greatest video on TED Talks, which is at the website TED.com, and it was a video entitled Gavin Preter Pinney, Cloudy with a Chance of Joy. It's the funniest video. He starts off by talking about how clouds get a bad rap and that the English language has negative associations written into it about clouds. For example, we say that someone who is down or depressed is said to be under a cloud. When there is bad news, we say, there's a cloud on the horizon. He says that clouds by default are sort of a doom and gloom metaphor. He believes that their beauty is missed because their beauty is so commonplace. But he says most people, when asked, will admit a sort of a nostalgic fondness for the clouds. He said clouds make us think of our youth, looking and finding shapes in the clouds when we were masters of daydreaming. Did you ever do that as a child or with your children now? Try to find shapes in the clouds? They really sometimes look like real objects. And it is kind of cool when you see something funny or comical like that in the clouds. He says clouds remind us the exotic can be found in the everyday. You don't need to rush off away from the familiar across the world to be surprised. You just need to step outside, pay attention to what's so commonplace, so mundane, that everyone else misses it. He points out that we can all have a great view of the clouds from wherever we may live. He says that to tune into the clouds is to calm down and to slow down, and that the connection to our atmosphere feels like an antidote to the growing tendency we have to feeling that we can ever experience life by watching it on a computer screen when we're in a Wi-Fi zone. He says that the digital world demands so many pressures of us, updating our Facebook, Twitter feeds, answering an enormous amount of emails. Cloud spotting legitimizes doing nothing, he says, and sometimes we need excuses to do nothing. Slowing down and being in the present is good for you, he says. Good for the way you feel, it's good for your ideas, for your creativity, and good for your soul. That's a great reminder to slow down and to look up. Today's Friday, it's a perfect day, the weekend is right ahead of us. So if you haven't done it in a while, maybe find a nice grassy patch of lawn or somewhere else where you can gaze up at the clouds and slow down. Take a minute. Look at the clouds. Enjoy the peace and serenity that comes from observing nature and bring your kids along too. Have fun with it. Before we close for the weekend, speaking of looking up, there's one more story that we wanted to share with you. This is from Elder Carl B. Cook, who is of the 70, and it's from General Conference, October 2011, from a talk he gave entitled, It is Better to Look Up. Here's the story in his own words.
At the end of a particular tiring day, toward the end of my first week as a general authority, my briefcase was overloaded and my mind was preoccupied with the question, how can I possibly do this? I left the office of the 70 and entered the elevator of the church administration building. As the elevator descended, my head was down and I stared blankly at the floor. The door opened and someone entered, but I didn't look up. As the door closed, I heard someone ask, "What are you looking at down there?" I recognized that voice. It was President Monson. I quickly looked up and responded, "Oh, nothing." I'm sure that clever response inspired confidence in my abilities. But he had seen my subdued countenance and my heavy briefcase. He smiled and lovingly suggested, while pointing heavenward, "It's better to look up." As we traveled down one more level, he cheerfully explained that he was on his way to the temple. When he bid me farewell, his parting glance spoke again to my heart, "Now remember, it's better to look up."
That's a great reminder that the best way to look up is to look to God for help, so that we will, like he said, not be overwhelmed with the burdens of life. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, "Oh, How Lovely Was the Morning," featuring pianist David Tolk. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day, a wonderful weekend, and we do look forward to being back with you on Monday.